Frankly, these fruit flies that I work with are apple maggot, blueberry maggot, and cherry fruit fly. Most of the data that I'll be showing today pertains to apple maggot. Why baits? Baits may be an alternative to FQPA-targeted conventional insecticides. Baits are generally safer for applicators and the environment because of the lower rates of AI used per unit of area. And also because baits allow using compounds that have mostly activity through ingestion. What happens though is that baits used for fruit fly control are made up mostly of protein, hydrolysate, and sugar. These two substances are the basis for the phagosimulatory properties, and while the fly is happy ingesting these compounds, it's taking up a dose of insecticide, and therefore that's how baits achieve their end. The problem is that both protein, hydrolysate, and sugar are very water soluble and very hygroscopic. And this poses a problem for using baits in climates with a humid summer, like for example Michigan. And so our objective in this study was to find a way to increase bait rain fastness for use in a climate like Michigan in summer. We wanted to have bait resist, say, a shower, summer shower, and our basic requirements were about resisting about 1 inch of rain in 1 hour, 25 millimeters of rain in 1 hour. But we also imposed ourselves some constraints on whatever the bait would look like. It had to have an efficacy similar to standard bait, meaning that even before exposed to rain, it would have to have an efficacy comparable to standard bait. The technology to use should be inexpensive and simple. We wanted to use regular spray equipment, so whatever modified bait we would go with should be sprayable. And any additives should be non-toxic and easily converted to being used under organic standards. The method that we decided to follow was using a wax matrix, because we had experience in our lab of using wax matrix for releasing pheromones for mating disruption. And this wax matrix consists of paraffin wax emulsified using an emulsifier in water. For bait, we used GF120 fruit fly bait as our standard. The approach we took was evaluating fly mortality in a series of bioassays when exposed to the standard bait and the bait plus the wax matrix. We did other bioassays to determine the optimal concentration of wax and bait to achieve maximal rain fastness and fly mortality in bioassays. We also measure the active ingredient, spinosad in this case, available on the bait and wax matrix droplets after exposure to rain, and we evaluate the efficacy of this mixture in the field. Let me first show you how actually this modified bait looks like. On the upper left corner is the bait plus wax matrix. On the right side is the same droplet after being exposed to simulated rain. You notice that some of the bait gets washed off. But as it dries out on the other picture, some of the bait actually oozes out, and we saw flies feeding from this deposit. So we think this is part of how the wax matrix would be their efficacy. For most of these bioassays, we used a rain simulator booth that John keeps at Trevor Nichols. Basically, we took branches, we deposited droplets on leaves, And then we exposed them to a simulated rain where we could control both the total rainfall and the duration of exposure to rain. We did several bioassays. I'll just show you the results of some that are important for our objectives. In here, we compared bait, regular bait, and the bait plus wax matrix before and after exposure to simulated rain. And what we saw was that the efficacy of GF120 mixed with the wax matrix was very similar to, it's not significantly different from the GF120 standard before exposure to rain, therefore fulfilling one of the requirements that we had for this bait. Moreover, after exposure to rain, which is this treatment here of bait, the mortality in a bioassay was comparable to the control, while mortality of the bait plus wax matrix was basically at the same level as before the simulated rainfall, and similar again to bait not exposed to rain. And I should notice that this is an exposure to 5 minutes, 2.5 millimeters of rain, which is 1/10 of an inch in 5 minutes, so it's really light drizzle, but enough to really decrease the mortality of standard bait. In other bioassays, we looked at more specific questions like the percentage of wax to use, and here we found that 15% wax survive better exposure to simulated rain than droplets made of lower concentrations of wax. And this trend stayed, we found this trend in other bioassays. In general, we came up with the feeling that higher concentrations of wax provide more rain fastness. As would be expected, higher concentrations of bait in the droplets also provided for more mortality, more fly mortality. In terms of rain fastness, there's probably an optimal point there where if you increase the percentage of bait in the droplets, the rain fastness starts to decrease. We also decided to measure the amount of spinosad available on those droplets after exposure to simulated rain. Basically what we did was we used these plastic lids. We deposit droplets on those lids using a pipetter. We exposed it to rain in the same rain simulator booth. And clockwise, you see here the effect of that simulator rain by washing off the bait available on those droplets. We tried to simulate fly feeding on those droplets. We don't really know how to simulate how the labellum of the fly can remove the active ingredient from the droplet. What we did was we washed those droplets using a pipetter. And what we found was that most of the spinosad was readily available at the beginning, before the droplets are exposed to rain. And after an initial exposure to rain, that amount decreases very sharply. However, there's always some spinosad available at the surface of those droplets. And we think that this is because the bait that is inside the droplets migrates slowly to the surface after each wash. Now, after we finished with these bioassays, it was already fruit fly season, so we decided, well, let's try this in the field. And what we did was we increased the concentration of wax from the bioassays from 15 to 20%, and we used the lowest recommended rate of bait, which is diluted 1 to 5, which is 16.7% bait. What we saw when we applied was that, well, the wax matrix allowed for more bait to be retained on those leaves right from the beginning. When we sprayed the diluted bait, we saw a lot of running off the leaves immediately after spraying. We did see a decrease in fruit infestation using the GF120 with a wax matrix. However, this decrease was not sufficient to cause significant differences with regards to a control. The decrease was about 25 to 30%. We were mostly interested in comparing standard bait with the wax matrix. The lack of differences towards the control may be because spray was applied, bait was applied at 10-day intervals, which is relatively long, and these were one-tree plots in a very infested field, meaning that flies could easily fly from neighboring tree, lay an egg before they had any chance to interact with the bait. But this essay was important because it allowed us also to better understand how bait responds or behaves in the field when exposed to the natural environment. We have here precipitation and relative humidity, and we see that there were events of rain that were extremely intense, much more than we had anticipated, several inches sometimes. We also saw the effect of relative humidity on the bait plus wax matrix, relative humidity essentially sucking the bait out of the droplets, and eventually this bait may be lost too. And so in conclusion, we saw that bait plus wax matrix was similar to standard bait, increased rain fastness, and the constraints remained sprayability because it controls the wax matrix percentage that we can use, and bait hygroscopicity. To end, I would like to acknowledge Paul Harker, Dow AgroSciences, and USDA PMF for funding. Thank you.
You're lucky, Luis. We have our break now, our 12-minute break, so we'll take a few of my questions for two for Luis. Anyone, any questions? Did you notice any kind of phyto from any of these applications?
No, not specifically from using the wax matrix. In some instances, we see from bait regulant, but not much.
Is that the same wax matrix you used for the pheromone work? You just diluted it down, so
it's essentially, yeah. I mean, some of the components are different, but it's essentially the same thing.
Thank you, Louis.